You're listening to Feminist Soundbites by the Association for Progressive Communications, bringing updates on FERN, the thriving feminist internet research network, and its groundbreaking new research. We'll be talking to contributors around the globe about critical issues never before explored in depth, all through the lens of feminist methodologies. Who are these researchers? What are their interests? And what new approaches are they bringing? Join us as we connect, learn, and grow. In this episode, we connect with Aretha Asakitibi, a researcher with a PhD in African studies, specializing in anthropology, visual arts, and communication. Can you please share more about the research you're undertaking under the Feminist Internet Research Network?
I'm currently looking in terms of FERN, in terms of how online dating apps could actually be a medium through which technology can facilitate gender-based violence. And we decided, myself and my team decided to look at this for three major reasons. One, because we noted from Statista that online dating is becoming quite predominant, especially in South Africa. And two, because the literature says that a lot of the online dating apps are used by young people who are educated and live in the urban areas. And three, because South Africa is currently one of the hotbeds for gender-based violence. So these three factors made us to consider developing a proposal along this line. And we felt that creating this kind of awareness for South African youths will help them to better navigate their use of online dating apps. Part of the problem that can facilitate violence is that vulnerability of being a youth, not seeing the red signs that older people could have seen and then probably terminated the online experience or the online communication. We are actually using a number of theories, and one of them is the feminist theories. Because especially here in South Africa, even though there's been a lot of liberation, there's a lot of awareness that the diverse sexuality is represented here in South Africa. South Africa is still patriarchally dominated. We feel that using feminist theories to understand our data will also help women and diverse sexualities navigate the online. Previous research done in the Global North have identified other sexualities as being more vulnerable than straight or heterosexual sexualities. So we realize that if people of diverse sexualities are also included in our research, we speak to more than just one voice. We speak to the diverse sexualities that are represented here in South Africa. One of the things that we found very interesting was the fear a number of our respondents indicated of private messages becoming public. I think the fear of people knowing what they're doing in the private and people like their family members knowing what kind of messages they're giving out in the private, I think was a major fear of some of our respondents. And we picked this up as meaning that especially if you're a woman or a female sexuality in terms of sexuality, the fear of maybe letting your nude photographs or private messages being used against them. I think some of our users, especially the females, indicated that this is one of their major fears. However, one of the strengths that was noted was the control users felt over who they communicated with, when they can stop the communication, what was said. And for them, this was a strength, which I think also indicates some of the caution our respondents indicated. Also, we noticed in the literature that some of the risks that were taken by, especially in the Global North, that the respondents said they will go out with their online dates, all the online contacts, and they wouldn't tell their family members or friends or close friends of what they were doing. However, from our research, we see that our South African respondents are very cautious. They don't. They've not really. The conversion rates from online to physical was quite low. And when they were going to meet their online contact, they did mention or they did tell people that they're close to that, hey, I'm going to meet this online person. This is where I'll be. This is what I'm going to do. I think that for us, this was a good sign. It showed that our South African youth are still very cautious. They are not that possibility of taking. Throwing caution to the wind, wasn't a very strong indication amongst our respondents. And then another thing we also noted was the preference of our respondents for traditional contacts, meeting people online, meeting people physically. That is maybe meeting people in schools or in churches or in the neighborhood. They prefer that to actually meeting people online. And when asked why did you stop using the online dating apps, many of them indicated that they found it rather boring. They only probably spent 1 or 2 hours on the online dating apps, which for us indicates that. Maybe for now, South African youth, of course, more data is being collected, so we can't categorically say this is the case. But I think to some extent, we see that our respondents would probably prefer physical interactions to the online dating world. But as I said, more data is being collected. Maybe we could see a change in that data, but for now, that is the trajectory our data is indicating.
We hope you enjoyed this final episode of Feminist Soundbites. Thank you for joining us and look for more on www.apc.org.